WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. College Station Fire and Police investigators are still looking for a cause and the origin of a house fire early Thursday morning that killed one person and two dogs. Fire Department spokesman Bart Humphreys says the identity of the lone occupant of the home on Eagle Avenue continues to be withheld. The occupant and two Rottweilers were found on the second floor of the home, located across Eagle from Creekview School.
Most of the fire damage was on the second floor. There was damage to the stairway between the first and second floor, which made it kind of awkward for fire crews to access the second floor. They ended up laddering the building and going in through a second floor window. But there was heavy smoke damage throughout the entire home.
Crews from four College Station fire stations were on the scene. No firefighters were injured. Humphreys says the fire, reported by a neighbor who heard smoke alarms, was under control in less than 30 minutes. A local man is accused of ramming his SUV into a Bryan Police SUV. It's the second time in 10 months that 29-year-old DeChristopher Harrison is in jail on a parole violation from drug-related convictions. Lieutenant Sherrion Gideon says about 2 in the morning on Thursday, one patrol car was in front of the suspect's vehicle and another was approaching from the rear when Harrison accelerated in reverse.
The suspect didn't let up on the accelerator and kind of turned his wheel a little bit and crashed into our vehicle and continued to press the accelerator, so he backed sideways, hitting his left passenger side on the front of our vehicle, and then glanced off of that and backed into a tree.
Harrison was going an estimated 40 miles per hour in reverse on impact, causing the airbag to deploy in the police SUV. Harrison's 6-year-old son, who was in the front seat, was not injured and was given to a family member. No officers were hurt. Police seized 28 bags of cocaine with an estimated street value of nearly $1,200, along with $660 cash. A 66-year-old Bryan man is headed to prison for continuous sexual abuse of a 7-year-old child. Brazos County District Court jury took 4 hours to convict Philemon Herrera of then 30 minutes to issue a 45-year prison sentence. Herrera had contact with the victim 3 times between August 2011 and July 2012. He is not eligible for parole. College Station police have charged a juvenile with burglary of a habitation after a resident's video surveillance system helped officers identify the suspect. The victim reported Wednesday night around 9, the juvenile entering the open garage, opening an unlocked car door, and stealing a wallet. Officers arrived at the home within 2 minutes and located the suspect. The stolen items were returned, and the investigation continues with additional charges possible. Bryan Broadcasting has received the radio industry's version of an Oscar nomination. Frito on Candy 95 says the station has been nominated for a Marconi Award from the National Association of Broadcasters.
It would be something that encompasses everything: your service to the community, your the entertainment value of the radio station, what you do on the air, what you do online, everything. It's a full body of work award, and it's the first time we've ever been nominated for it, which is an amazing honor.
It's the 25th anniversary of the Marconis, and we'll learn if we win during the NAB convention on September 11th. WTAW News Time is 7:10. It's 70 degrees. The Silicon News brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. But we'll have more news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Zwirneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
You know, we've talked about classic collision and restoration for years and the kind of work that Doug and his crew do that nobody else in town does, and that's the reason people come not only from nearby but far away for the custom work that he does. And it makes sense that if he can do that custom work, and, you know, he can do everyday driver work, too. If your everyday driver gets into an accident, let him help you by getting you through all the hassle when you're in an accident. They can help you with that, make sure your car gets to their place so they can do the work on it, help you with all the insurance if you need to rent a car, any of that. But remember, now there's so much more from Classic Collision and Restoration, because part of their facility now includes auto upholstery, and that includes installing a new headliner or installing new carpet, putting on a convertible top. Maybe you want to change your seats to leather. They can do that for you at Classic Collision and Restoration, too. And also, they do mufflers and exhaust systems. So everything that you're looking for is right there in one stop. That's at Classic Collision and Restoration. You can give Doug a call at 779-8399, or you can go to classiccollisionandrestoration.com. And you can follow them on Facebook as well. Classic Collision and Restoration on Highway 21 near Sioux Falls Prater.
For the very best in swimming pool maintenance, service, and repair, call the Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's also the service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. The Pool Guy not only services what he sells, he'll even service what his competitors sell. The Pool Guy will make sure you and your family have a hassle-free swimming pool that's clean and safe to use all summer long. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200, 575-6200, official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
Does arthritic joint pain have you watching from the sidelines? My orthopedic solutions team at College Station Medical Center understands you want to get back in the game, and a speedy recovery is just one reason why their patient satisfaction rate is so high. In fact, 100% of College Station Medical Center's joint replacement patients surveyed say they were completely satisfied. For more information, visit csmedcenter.com/most. Data relates to patients treated during the fourth quarter 2013 and surveyed by our independent third-party vendor, HealthStream.
Brazos Valley weather forecast, it's 7:13, brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norma G. Tractor, voted best in the Brazos for 12 consecutive years. Norma G. Tractor.
High pressure, it's going to have the tendency to hang around at least through the weekend, and that means temperatures are going to remain very warm across the area. Sunshine for today, we're 95 to maybe 100. Clear overnight, 75 to 80. Sunshine is back with us tomorrow. Highs will be 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, clear. Lows are going to fall to about 75 to 80 degrees. We have a sunny forecast for the day on Sunday, and it's once again 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, three Texas A&M offensive linemen, Cedric Abuehi, Mike Matthews, and Jermaine Effetti, have been named to the Outland Trophy preseason watch list. That's a pretty big deal. I'll tell you all about that when we hit sports in just a little bit, as well as the Texas Rangers and LA Angels went at it last night in Arlington. And it wasn't good. It wasn't very good at all. All that more coming up in sports.
7:14, and Zach had mentioned this in his sports. They're floating another idea about what to do about the Astrodome.
What are they? You know, they just don't know what they're going to do with it.
Now, as long as you can drive by it going 60 miles an hour on the loop like you do, it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, if you actually wanted to stop and look at it, starting to look its age, I think they decided in 2009 that it was unsuitable for occupancy. They couldn't get an occupancy permit for it anymore. I think the fire marshal went in there and went, nah, can't be doing that. That won't be happening. And so, you know, they've been talking about different things to do. Actually, one of the first plans hatched, which came from a Bryan College Station resident presented to the court, was to put a casino in there. You know, which would, there's plenty of space for it. And they did. They talked about all sorts of different kinds of things. But now the latest one is that they'll do this thing called, Astrodome Hall of Fame.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, it's the Texans and the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, basically, that own the whole NRG Park complex. And, yeah, it's not Reliant anymore. That's so yesterday. It's now NRG Stadium. Now, they got the Super Bowl coming up in 2017, and so what they're floating is the idea of putting together this park, this complex, about 9 acres. And imagine, if you will, if you actually just kind of shucked the dome and took it out, and you had those little kind of support things around the side, you know, mm-hmm. that you can see. Okay, so you use those. They call them structural columns. There would be 72 of those installed. They would each stand, you know, up the full height that they did when they would have been part of the dome. And then they'll do some little thing in the middle that looks like a tinier Astrodome, to which they would put commemorative plaques. Oh, wait. They would sell commemorative plaques and then place them in there. There, okay, now I got it right. Okay.
What is
okay.
This, an Astrodome for Ents?
Yes. And as they say, gosh, it would be tributes to the events, to the athletes, to the entertainers, Elvis to Earl Campbell, who had played and performed at the stadium throughout the decades.
There are two little bits of history associated with the Astrodome and the Zeinert household.
Oh, what is that?
My father was there the first game, an exhibition game, when they still had grass on the field.
Yes, uh-huh.
And I was laying on the air. We were part of the volunteer security for when they had the Super Bowl the last time.
Uh-huh.
And Janet Jackson had her little wardrobe malfunction.
Kerfuffle.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, uh-huh.
Yes, but none of us got to see it live because we were all housed in there and
waiting
to go over to Reliant.
Yes, yes. Uh-huh. Exactly. Okay, and Zach, do you have any Astrodome memories?
No, I never went.
Okay.
My mother grew up in Houston. She talks fondly about Astroworld and all those things. But,
yeah, and
but no.
Waterworld, which used to be right across the
street.
And
that was 2003 or 2004,
uh-huh.
I'm trying to remember, but it was still pretty high on security,
yeah,
because of shortly after September 11, 2001.
Right.
And David Robinson came through my line in security, and I had to say, Mr. Robinson, can I see your wallet, please?
Yeah.
And I had to rifle through it. And
you being a
you're good.
Man,
wow, no kidding.
Big deal.
Were you wearing a security vest?
Yeah, those yellow CSC shirts.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you have pictures?
No. We didn't have camera phones back then.
Yeah, really? Golly. Well, let me see. The first thing I remember, I was there that opening weekend as well. Okay, got to see the exhibition game. And you know, that first time you walk in and see it is really pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw an all-star game there, which was pretty cool.
Oh, wow.
But then I think the last time I went, maybe next to last time, I went down for the rodeo. And you walked in, and it was so different because there was this cloud of combination of dirt and cigarette smoke. It was kind of hanging over the whole thing. It was really weird. And, of course, it's still true now, even if you go to the stadium to see the rodeo. You can either see and not hear or hear and not see.
Yeah.
You know, those are your choices. But it's you know, a different kind of a complex. How'd you get the volunteer security gig?
It was part of our core group was asked to volunteer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they
all
bust
right.
us down there.
I got you. Well, again, and there are lots of, you know, there are lots of people who went through A&M who were, you know, showed livestock at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. There's a big connection. So we'll see. The State Historic Commission is slated to consider designating the stadium as a state antiquities landmark at a meeting later this month. Now, that title would not outright protect the Astrodome from the wrecking ball. It would, however, make it more difficult. So we'll see.
I'm just saying, you know, if it's taking up space that could be used for something that would benefit the city as opposed to just having it just stand there. I mean, either that or they were trying to vote some things in to see if they could refurbish it and things like that and be able to host things, make it a big convention center.
Yeah.
But that was overturned. So, I mean, if they're not going to use it, then why keep it?
And I understand what you're saying. And it is, as we look at it now, and you see by comparison to Jerry World, come on. You know? So it was what it was. And you consider it's, you know, almost 50 years old. So it's, you know, for the time, it was amazing, but its time has gone by. And I understand what you're saying, Zach, because that basically is how it is. But
they could have a walking history of AstroTurf there. It was designed to fix the problem that
it was. And the thing is, when it was built, it was really out there all by itself.
Yeah.
I mean, you could easily take a picture of it looking like it's this bubble that was dropped on the prairie.
Houston's pimple.
Yeah, exactly. Because it was. It was like out there on the prairie. Hello.
Yeah, it'd be a perfect place to house illegal immigrants.
Well, there you are. Mm-hmm. We could solve that right now, couldn't we? Yes. That's one of the last ways they used it, right? For people who weren't from around here.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. All right. These two stories today it's 7:20. The headlines are, here's how stressed Americans are. Okay, number one. Once again, if you go through Maslow's hierarchy, we're pretty well up there, okay?
Yeah.
It ain't like we have to worry about where our next meal's coming from.
Right.
The other story is Americans can't even focus on television anymore.
Oh, no.
No, it's so true.
Oh, all right, go ahead. I'll
I want to hear the story, but
much has been written now about the distractibility, if you will, of the modern U.S. American. Now it appears that watching television, which is itself a diversion, requires more focus than we are able to muster. Forbes reports that a study has found that 56% of U.S. Americans engage in another digital activity, like messing with their phones or their tablets or their laptops, mm-hmm. while they are watching TV.
Yep.
So both of you are in.
Before I call anyone out, I'm guilty of it. I've been trying to be better about it because I'll watch a show and say, I don't know anything that just happened because I was checking updates on either Facebook or some forum or
don't
something.
Don't you have a pause button? Could you not
hit
pause?
I could. I'd be pausing it every 30 seconds because for whatever reason, I realize I've been getting distracted. Now, I've actually done it to where I'll turn my phone on silent, set it on the coffee table, and just don't touch it. And I enjoy TV now, and that's the way I spend that time. My wife, TV is a community thing. You sort of watch it together. So when I'm laughing and I'm thinking, oh, she didn't think that joke was funny, I turn over. No, she's on her phone. Put the phone down. We'll watch this together. Can we have 30 minutes, 25 minutes where we watch one show? We even get to skip the commercials. Come on.
Well, maybe she's texting somebody about something that was funny to see if
and
they
you know
thought
what?
It was funny,
if you're, too. If you're engaged in, let's say, live tweeting a show, there is some sort of a back and forth, and you're not 100% focused on the TV, but it's a related activity. But some people, for whatever reason, there's a lull in the show, and there's click, turn on the phone, let's go do something else.
All right, so now how many shows, though, are out there, percentage-wise, how many shows are out there that actually have some environment that you can go to while you are watching it in real time to share with other viewers?
I know a lot of the contest shows do. I mean, like American Idol.
Yeah, I didn't mean that. I meant like content shows. No, and sporting, yeah, I understand that, but I know. I
maybe
like
soap opera swords, you know, just if there's a big event coming up. Okay. I mean, Sharknado was a big example of that. I'd never tweeted as much during one program as I did during that.
Really?
Yeah, that's what everyone was doing. It was, hey, let's live tweet this stupid show.
Okay. The only time I ever tweet is if it is a sporting event, because, I mean, if it's got content, mm-hmm. then I just never do. But I completely agree with you, and I'm into watching The Bridge, which was on last year. This is the second season. I watched the season premiere last night, and some of it is in Spanish, and it has subtitles. Well, if I'm sitting there on my phone, I can't hear what they're saying because I don't understand. You know, I don't speak Spanish.
Right.
So I end up missing some of it, and I actually caught myself doing that last night. I had to rewind it.
Well, the report says, again, 56% of Americans engage in another digital activity while they're watching the TV, so that puts the U.S. ahead of the global average, which is 48%. But well behind Japan, who's at 79% of their viewers using a different device while they're watching television. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I might need to keep the phone there to get a text or a call. Seldom do, but I may need to, but boy, I never pick it up to initiate action while it's going on because I'm too busy trying to fast forward through the commercials. You know?
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Are you ready for a personalized one-on-one exercise program? Super Slow is just that. Give them a call at 693-6100. Go in. The first session's absolutely free. Takes about 30 minutes or a little bit less. But most importantly, this is focused on you and what you want to get out of this program. Again, the number to call is 693-6100. Go in, try the machines out. You know, there are machines that they've had since I started going there that I've never been on because that's not part of my personalized exercise program. So if you want one-on-one attention that can efficiently move you through a workout plan that you're committed to, then Super Slow is the solution for you. Call them today at 693-6100. Make the choice that can make a difference for the rest of your life. And again, it is a commitment to do just that. They'll work with you every step of the way. Give them a call at Super Slow Zone at 693-6100. Minutes a week, in shape for life, Super Slow Zone.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. In my experience, most people don't expect as much as they should from their insurance agent. Your agent should be your advocate and your representative and should put your interests before his own or any insurance company's. Your agent should be a valuable and trusted resource. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, that is exactly who we are. Although we represent some of the top insurance companies in the nation, we understand that our clients are our number one priority. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station.
Good morning. It's 7:26. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Look for a high temperature today, probably about 96, 97. Heat indices probably the next 4 or 5 days will be over 100. No mention of rain in the forecast at all. In fact, Sunday night and Monday night, our lows will be 77 is what they're telling us. But Rob says maybe next week a little bit cooler. We'll see. Anyhow, right now, we've got winds out of the east at 5, 82% relative humidity. Fair skies looking at 74.
It's time for you to find Fred and Fred's Seafood Market for the freshest seafood around. In fact, one bite of a product from Fred and Fred's, and we promise you will taste the difference. Stop by today and pick up some salmon, tuna loin, or more, and Fred and Fred's can prepare it ready to go for dinner tonight. Or if you're hungry for shrimp, from small to extra large jumbo sized or lobster tails, even baby, medium, and large octopus, Fred and Fred's has this and more. Aggie owned and operated, Fred and Fred's Seafood Market on South College, just south of the Farm Patch.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bayinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Federal officials recently toured the unused Terrell Middle School in Houston, Texas. They wanted to see if it would meet requirements as a detention center for the wave of illegal alien minors overwhelming the borders. Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee says no decision has been made yet on turning it into a detention center, but one resident in the neighborhood had enough. Bernadette Lancelin, young-looking African-American woman, vented her frustrations to a news crew. The video's gone viral. She said it's not right. Billions of dollars are going to be borrowed from the White House to help feed and house them. What about the GD kids here in our neighborhoods, in our country? Bernadette, profanity aside, you raise a legitimate question. There is an answer, but it takes courage to believe it. In certain neighborhoods, failing schools, shuttered schools, high teenage unemployment, dilapidated housing, high crime rates, including violence, rape, and murder, are acceptable. Most of these certain neighborhoods are in blue cities that have been run by Democrats for decades. The conditions are not considered to be a humanitarian crisis. In fact, for the last 6 years, the conditions in these certain neighborhoods have been largely ignored to make room for policies that destroy even more jobs there. So what about the kids here, you ask? Well, the Democrats don't think they are the most crucial future voting bloc. Only own them, see. They don't matter. Bernadette, you just need the courage to believe what I'm telling you.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Summer is here, and nothing looks better than tan skin and white teeth. Hi, I'm Jonathan Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs. And if you want to have whiter teeth in 5 minutes, then try clinically proven Power Swabs. Power Swabs whitens teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Better yet, it removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps, crowns, and veneers. Power Swabs is so effective that thousands of professional dentists have used it nationwide, and now you can try it without paying a visit to the dentist. Call to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes, risk-free. Plus, get free shipping and handling by calling now. 1-800-973-0903. That's 1-800-973-0903. I guarantee your friends, family, and coworkers will love your new summer white smile. Get your risk-free order at 1-800-973-0903. That's 1-800-973-0903.
Howdy, my name is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Bayinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you?
It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31 and 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. There were three victims of a house fire in College Station just before sunrise on Thursday.
As crews were beginning to extinguish the fire and doing a search of the resident, they discovered a deceased person in a room on the second floor of the home. There were also two large dogs, Rottweilers, that were in the building, and they also died in the fire.
Fire Department spokesman Bart Humphreys says the name of the person who died has not been released, as fire and police investigators continue to determine the cause and the origin.
In a situation where we have a fatality, it's a very meticulous, thorough investigation. For all practical purposes, the scene is handled like a crime scene. There's a lot more evidence that's collected, personnel interviews, and all that kind of stuff.
Humphrey says fire damage was on the second floor and on the stairway of the home located on Eagle Avenue across the street from Creekview School. A six-year-old took quite a ride with his father early Thursday morning. Bryan Police Lieutenant Sherrion Gideon says the youngster was in the front seat of an SUV without being in a car seat. Gideon says the boy's father, 29-year-old DeChristopher Harrison, struck a police SUV, then got stuck while trying to evade arrest for violating parole.
They couldn't get the suspect to turn off the vehicle or raise his hands or follow any of the commands, so they broke the back passenger window out, got the vehicle unlocked, reached in and took the child out of and away from the scene for his safety, and then they were able to pull the suspect out of the vehicle.
Gideon says Harrison, who had been convicted on drug charges, had 28 bags of cocaine worth almost $1,200, along with $660 in cash. Police estimated Harrison was going 40 miles an hour in reverse when his expedition struck a police Tahoe with enough force the airbag deployed in the police SUV. Gideon says no officers were hurt and the six-year-old was given to a family member. Jail records indicate it's the second time Harrison has been arrested for violating parole since last September and the 12th time he's been booked in 9 years. A Brazos County District Court jury has convicted and sentenced a Bryan man to prison for repeated sexual attacks of a 7-year-old girl. 66-year-old Philemon Herrera was found guilty of abusing the child three times between August 2011 and July 2012. The jury deliberated for 4 hours before returning the verdict and 45 minutes for the punishment phase. Herrera was ordered to serve 45 years. He is not eligible for parole. The minimum sentence was 25 years. Herrera asked for 35 years, and prosecutors sought life in prison. A jury in Fort Worth took 12 minutes to convict an 18-year-old man for raping a woman, then stabbing her 19 times. The jury spent 30 minutes to decide on life in prison. The jury heard from the woman who survived the two-hour attack by Juan Olmos. The man accused of killing six members of his sister-in-law's family in spring will be in court today. 33-year-old Ronald Haskell was charged with capital murder of Stephen and Katie Stay and four of their children. Thanks to video security, College Station police caught a juvenile Wednesday night accused of entering an open garage and an unlocked vehicle. The unidentified suspect is also charged with taking a wallet. The video showed the suspect wearing a white shirt with the number 42 on the back. The stolen items were returned and additional charges are possible as the investigation continues. The chairman of the University of Texas Regents says they and the system chancellor have been subjected to personal and threatening attacks. Chairman Paul Foster urged supporters of UT Austin President Bill Powers to ease up on their criticism. Foster wouldn't describe in detail the messages from prominent alumni, faculty, and staff, but he told state lawmakers, many of them whom rallied behind Powers, to, quote, let us do our job unimpeded. For the first time, a Bryan Broadcasting station has been nominated for the nation's top broadcasting honor. Candy 95 is a finalist for a Marconi Award from the National Association of Broadcasters.
I've kind of referred to as the Oscar of the radio industry, which is an amazing thing to be nominated for. I never actually thought we'd get one.
Candy morning host Frito thanks listeners for their part in getting the nomination.
Well, I would hope some of the things were just how amazing our listeners are and how much we try to do for them, how much we try to do for the various groups in the community and people around town and businesses and everything like that. And hopefully some of it goes into us being reasonably entertaining, I would hope.
Winners of the 25th annual Marconis will be announced September 11th during the NAB convention. WTAW News Time is 7:36 at 72 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. We'll have more news at 8 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
There's a new lender in town with familiar faces. Brazos County Bank is open in Bryan at 4282 Boonville Road in Suite 200. President Lance Lindsay and Vice President Scott Henniger are heading up Brazos County Bank, and they're both longtime residents and experienced bankers from the Bryan College Station area. Brazos County Bank is a division of First National Bank of Huntsville. For over 120 years, they've had the pleasure of serving their customers throughout East Texas. Their longstanding tradition of excellent customer service and stability, combined with their solid reputation, means they can provide competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. Customer relationships are what they do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let them be your lender. Contact Brazos County Bank, 979-776-3088, and experience what solid, local community banking can do for you. Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
I remember the look on our kids' faces when I told them we were going to Schlitterbahn. You'd think I just told them that school was canceled forever. I remember how excited our 10-year-old got when he saw the miles of tube chutes and slides, the waves in the rivers, and thrilling adventures. Our teenage daughter was so excited she even forgot that her cell phone was stashed in a locker. And believe me, that's saying a lot. I remember the whole family sharing tubes and holding on for the ride. That's right. My kids were actually sharing. Even my husband was laughing like a kid again. And that was just when he found out that parking was free. We shared a lot of fun on our family vacation to Schlitterbahn. And I'll hold on to the memories forever.
Hold on to your family and summer fun at Schlitterbahn Water Parks. With unique experiences in New Braunfels, Galveston Island, and South Padre Island, there's something for everyone. Purchase tickets, make resort reservations, and view water park schedules at Schlitterbahn.com.
It's the hottest, coolest time in Texas. We're going to Schlitterbahn.
Does arthritic joint pain have you watching from the sidelines? My orthopedic solutions team at College Station Medical Center understands you want to get back in the game, and a speedy recovery is just one reason why their patient satisfaction rate is so high. In fact, 100% of College Station Medical Center's joint replacement patients surveyed say they were completely satisfied. For more information, visit csmedcenter.com/most. Data relates to patients treated during the fourth quarter 2013 and surveyed by our independent third-party vendor, HealthStream.
So, the only seasons you know are hot and hotter, and the longest part of your road trip is getting out of your own state. Well, it's just a Texas thing, y'all. At the Texas Trading Post, you'll find a selection of Texas gifts and home decor that's bigger than Dallas. Visit txtraders.com for Texas apparel, fine bedding, Texas-themed corporate gifts, and office decor. Texas Trading Post is your online superstore for everything Texas. We're serious about fun Texas stuff. txtraders.com.
Hi, Carl Walthall here from Superior Service Company, your Bryant dealer, doing whatever it takes to earn your business. We are excited to announce that Superior Air Repair is the newest member of our growing family of Superior Services. At Superior Air Repair, we take care in all of your air conditioning and heating needs. And to make it easy to reach us, we have added a new phone number, 1-800-AIR-REPAIR. So call us at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at SuperiorAirRepair.com. I'm Carl Walthall, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Good morning, it's 7:40. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Another sunny day in the forecast for the area. Temperatures are going to climb up to 95 to possibly 100 degrees this afternoon. If you're going to be spending any great lengths of time outside today, keep in mind it's going to be warm. We're clear tonight, 75 to 80. Sunshine for tomorrow, another hot one, 95 to 100. Clear tomorrow night, 75 to 80. Sunny and 95 to 100 on Sunday. Keep in mind at some point mid-latter portion next week, we may see temperatures turn decidedly cooler. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, of course, there are several Aggie athletes that have been named to preseason watch list. Three offensive linemen on the football team have been put on the watch list for the Outland Trophy, given annually to the college football's top interior lineman. I'll tell you who that is, and hopefully you can look out for them as well. The University of Texas System Chancellor says he will not approve beer and wine sales at Longhorn football games next fall. So if you're planning on going down to Austin to get a brew and watch a football game, too bad for you. And, of course, MLB scores and all that more coming up in sports.
The following conversation is real. It took place on Tuesday, June 8th of 2004, between a Blonde Star advisor and a subscriber.
Blonde Star emergency, this is Steve. Is there an emergency in your vehicle?
Oh, my God. I've locked myself in my car, and the keys are on the outside.
Ma'am, I need you to calm down.
Okay, it's just that the windows are rolled up, and I'm starting to sweat. My keys are on the outside.
Now, your keys are on the outside of the vehicle?
Yes, oh, my God.
Now, does your car have automatic locks, or?
Yes.
Here's what I need you to do. Take hold of the inside of your door handle there. Are you doing this? The shiny thing. Grab the shiny thing.
Okay, I've got it.
Okay, now give that a tug.
Okay.
Did it open?
Yes, oh my God, thank you.
Okay, now what is that noise?
Oh, that's my door alarm.
Yeah, but that only happens if the keys are in the ignition, hun.
Oh my God, you know what?
Your keys are actually in your ignition.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh my God, thank you so much, Blonde Star.
That's why we're here. Do you need anything else?
Blonde Star.
No, that's
always
it.
On, because you're always blonde.
With that in mind, if you feel like you've been more stressed out than ever lately, you're not alone. About half of U.S. Americans feel the same way, according to a report from the Harvard School of Public Health. Half of those surveyed have experienced what they would consider a major stressful event or experience in the past year. And many said that their burden had to do with health issues. Now, it turns out that parents of teenagers are really stressed out. Duh. 34% of them report a great deal of stress in the past month, almost the same number as single parents. And when asked for the everyday events that make stress even worse, juggling family members' schedules topped the list. Nearly 40% of people said that household tasks like cooking and cleaning contribute to stress. And even more stressful, watching the news and reading about it, just hearing how government and politicians are doing things to us, pushing people over the edge. Oh, how do we survive?
I sometimes wonder, actually.
You know, we had a caller a few minutes ago on the stuff we were talking about before we went to Rush. And actually, the lack of content in television probably has something to do with why we don't have to be fully engaged with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's interesting. I don't know, a couple of shows that I enjoyed watching last year. I've enjoyed Justified for the last couple of years because of the writing. The writing is so good. And what's not to like? It was based on the writings of Elmore Leonard, who was a pretty good author. But the way that they actually say their words, the timing, the way that they interact, the patter back and forth, made it entertaining for you to want to watch that. And I like True Detectives, which is on HBO.
Mm-hmm.
And while I didn't watch the show, people who were the fans of Community said that was much the same way.
Yeah.
That you really could be engaged in the show because it was written so well. And so maybe that's what it is.
Well, and to get the most out of it, you had to watch because there were a lot of little just quirks. And there's a community of community watchers who get together and talk about the intricacies. They actually had, I think that they had a three-season little quirk, and they said Beetlejuice. Once per season over three seasons, and the third time they said it,
oh,
he showed up.
Oh, of course, he had to show up. Was it Michael Keaton? Did he show up?
I don't remember.
Okay, yeah.
But it's stuff like that. That I mean, if you're on your phone, what do you care?
Right. Yeah. Anyway, and again, it's it ain't open heart surgery here. It's just television. Harley Davidson recalling 66,000 motorcycles over brake problems.
Ooh.
Front wheels of the bikes can lock up. Oh, the front wheels of the bike can lock up. Without notice, if the brake line gets caught between the fuel tank and the frame. If that happens, there's a buildup of fluid that locks up the front brakes.
Man, the new catapult model.
I guess so. The 2014 Touring and CVO Touring models are the ones involved. So, Get a load of this. National Retail Federation Stores Magazine reports that Amazon has now moved into the top 10 of the biggest U.S. American retailers, bumping out McDonald's. They're not in there anymore.
Oh, wow.
Mm. Yep, with its domestic sales climbing more than 27% in 2013, the online leader moves up to number 9. It had been number 11 last year.
Tell you what, that Amazon Prime Music got me through a few mowing sessions lately.
Hello.
So would considering pets as members of the family contribute to the stress or relieve the stress?
Oh, interesting. Well, it depends on, well, speaking of relief, what the animals are doing to your life, I suppose. But I would think, actually, I think animals basically help to relieve the stress.
I would say so.
You know, because, you know, if you've got a... If you, well,
stop chewing on that. Stop scratching that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, unless it's a cat.
Mine hasn't been doing that that lately. His stomach's not acquainted with these weird hours that I've been doing.
Oh, he's not. So he's behaving better because you've been getting up early in the morning?
No, he's behaving worse. So at least his
acting out. Dad, where are you?
His little tummy has anyway. So
Dad, where are you? Right, you're supposed to be here. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Pretty good. Yourself?
Okay, it's all right.
It's Friday.
Yes, it is. Thank you. It finally got here. It's not like it snuck up on me or anything.
That's right. Hey, I figured if I stopped going to McDonald's, it would knock them out of the top 10.
There you go. You are the guy that did that. No, so McDonald's is down out of the top 10. Walmart continues to be number one. Kroger is number two. They've been there for 5 years running. Costco has climbed up to number three and pushed Target down to number four. I'm surprised Target was still at number four, mm-hmm. quite honestly, considering the issues they had. Here are the rest of your top 10 for you. We don't normally do 10, but this is, you know. Yeah.
Exceptional.
That's right. Home Depot, followed by Walgreens. Then, right next to them, as you would expect, would be CVS. Because everywhere there's a Walgreens, there's a CVS. Yeah. After that comes Lowe's. They maintain their spot. And then the final number 10 is Safeway. They used to be here. They're a lot more out in the West and in the East Coast, too. But anyhow, those are your top 10.
On the topic of stores like that, Family Dollar is going to start selling beer and wine.
Oh, is
next,
that?
Next year.
Holla.
They said they haven't been meeting expectations, so they're...
Really?
Yeah.
Now, but they don't say everything is just a dollar there, do they?
No,
they don't. Okay, because, I mean... Then you'd have to get like 2.5 beers or whatever.
With each passing rain, the grass gets greener and thicker. Don't dread another weekend with countless wasted hours spent on your lawnmower. Come to Kyrish. We'll show you how to make mowing as close to fun as it gets. This is David with Kyrish Truck Center, and I want to cut your mowing time in half and provide you with zero down and 0% interest on every zero-turn Cub, Ferris, and Hustler in stock. Kyrish Truck Center. Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan. Or call us at 979-778-7481.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
It's amazing what you can learn about yourself when life gets messy. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. We all want life to be as ordered and under control as possible. But let's face it, messy situations come up pretty regularly, like when my son Troy and I were camping together. We were having a great time riding and hiking through the woods, but just as we were about to hit the sack, I noticed Troy looking a little pale. "I don't feel so good," he said. But that was just the beginning. The real fun started at about 2 a.m. when I woke up to the sound of my son retching on the other side of the tent. The worst part? He missed the bag I gave him just in case he needed it. Yes, I told him 5 times there'll be a bag next to your head, just in case. I pointed my flashlight in his direction and called out to him. But I've got to be honest, my tone was more agitated than concerned. I learned something that night. I can handle big problems pretty well. But I'm not so smooth with the small stuff, the bad grade, the dirty room, or yes, the puke in the tent. Maybe that's why a little messiness from time to time can be good for me. It brings me face to face with my own weaknesses. And in family situations, recognizing a need is the first step toward addressing it. And that's why I try to remember to say, bless this mess. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-319-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-319-MY-TV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MY-TV. That's 877-319-MY-TV.
Does your furnace need repair, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, log on to handyman.homeadvisor.com. Home Advisor is a free online resource with instant access to top-rated remodelers, maids, handymen, roofers, and many other home contractors. It's easy and it's free. Just go to handyman.homeadvisor.com. Handyman.homeadvisor.com. That's handyman.homeadvisor.com.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Awards & More, providing you with the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. A trio of Texas A&M offensive linemen have been named to the preseason watch list for the prestigious Outland Trophy, which is given annually to college football's top interior linemen. Representing the Aggies are senior Cedric Obuehi, junior Mike Matthews, and sophomore Jermaine Effetti. The three watch listers matches season opening opponent South Carolina for most Outland Trophy candidates. The Aggs and Gamecocks will face off on August 28th in Columbia, South Carolina, in the debut college football game on the SEC Network. Texas A&M Volleyball's incoming freshman class received honorable mention in Volleyball Magazine's list of the nation's top 10 recruiting classes, which was announced yesterday. A&M is the only Texas school mentioned in the listing, which recognized 15 classes as honorable mention in addition to the top 10 ranked teams. Texas A&M head coach Lori Corbelli, who is entering her 22nd season at the helm of the Aggs, returns 10 letter winners, including four starters from last year's team that went 19-12 in advance of the second round of the NCAA tournament. The University of Texas chancellor says he will not approve beer and wine sales at Longhorn football games in Austin this fall. Chancellor Francisco Cigaroa told the Austin American-Statesman that he and UT Austin president Bill Powers agreed the school needs more study of alcohol sales at basketball, baseball, and track events before allowing into football games. Texas long banned alcohol sales at athletic events before allowing some last spring. The Texas Rangers welcomed the LA Angels to Arlington last night to kick off a four-game American League West series. And it wasn't pretty.
Trout drives one out to center field. Martin giving chase. He's at the wall. Gone! A big fly for Mike Trout. 13-2 Angels.
That was one of four hits on the night for Trout as the Angels rolled over the Rangers 15-6. Texas starter Colby Lewis had his worst outing of the season, going 2 1/3 innings and allowing 11 earned runs.
It is what it is. I'm not going to change anything. I'm going to go out there and continue to try to be productive and do what I got to do to continue to get outs. And tonight wasn't one of those nights. So I'm not going to change my approach. They were fortunate enough to put the ball where our defenders weren't. So chalk it up as that.
Rangers skipper Ron Washington held a closed-door meeting with his players after the loss. His ball club now has the worst winning percentage in the majors and a 38-54 record. Game 2 of the series is tonight at 7:05 with broadcast on the Zone HD 95.1-3. The Houston Astros return home this evening following their three-game sweep over Texas. The Astros will host the Boston Red Sox at 7:10 over on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. And sticking with baseball, Chicago White Sox pitcher Chris Sale and Cubs first baseman Anthony Rizzo were voted by fans onto the rosters for Tuesday's All-Star Game, and L.A. Angels shortstop Eric Ibar will replace Kansas City outfielder Alex Gordon. Houston's Dallas Keuchel was one of four pitchers to be left off the final vote. The Houston Texans and Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo have developed a $66 million plan to demolish the historic Astrodome and replace it with a green space and Astrodome Hall of Fame in time for the 2017 Super Bowl. But Leroy Schaefer, chief operating officer of the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, tells the Associated Press that the plan is purely conceptual and there is no timetable for it. A trial that could determine the fate of the L.A. Clippers was delayed until after a deadline to conclude a $2 billion sell and a scheduled NBA vote on the deal, but there is hope for more time. Donald Sterling has vowed never to sell the team, and he's trying to block his wife's single-handed deal with former Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer. Attorneys for Shelley Sterling have accused her husband of stalling tactics. Tour de France riders have set off on the seventh stage, 146 miles from Epernay, the capital of Champagne Country, to the eastern city of Nancy. Overall leader Vincenzo Nibali has a two-second lead over Astana teammate Jakob Fuglsang and is 2 minutes 37 seconds clear of Alberto Contador, his main rival, since defending champ Chris Froome dropped out of the race injured 2 days ago. The PGA Tour stop this week is the John Deere Classic in Silvis, Illinois, where there is a little extra pressure as Zach Johnson, Rory Sabatini, and Brian Harman start second-round play, tied for the lead after they shot 8 under par yesterday. The top finisher not previously eligible for the British Open will earn a spot next week at Royal Liverpool for this year's Open, provided he's among the top 5 in ties. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by Awards and More on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Tigler.
Awards and More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards and More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards and More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards and More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Got a suggestion for a way to cool off this weekend? Peach Creek Vineyards. Go to the website. It's peachcreekvineyards.com, and also you can follow them on Facebook. They have the Frappe Vino machine that makes wine slushies for you. Now, the slushy mix is neutral, so what happens is it gets flavored with the wine, and you're able to enjoy an extra cool way to have wine when we're having the kind of weather we are right now. Now, if you give them a call, they're open Saturdays from noon to 6 and Sundays 1 to 5, and other times on request. You can bring your own snacks out there if you want to, or they have cheese plates and do s'mores things, but, you know, enjoying the kind of tranquility that they have out at Peach Creek Vineyards makes it certainly worth the trip to South College Station. About 15 different wines for you to choose from. And don't forget Girls Night Out, the third Wednesday each month from 6 until 8. Ladies, come out with your friends, relax, enjoy a glass of wine. And you can RSVP at the Facebook event, so just come out and do that. Part of the ways that you can enjoy maybe one of the best-kept secrets in Brazos County, that's Peach Creek Vineyards. Again, go to peachcreekvineyards.com, and you can follow them on Facebook.
In today's real estate industry, technology is vital. To that end, RE/MAX Bryan College Station provides its clients with state-of-the-art tools and knowledge for the most positive real estate experience possible. RE/MAX Bryan College Station is dedicated to providing the absolute finest service and expertise with outstanding agents that get outstanding results. Whether buying or selling business or residential properties, call RE/MAX Bryan College Station at 764-6000 or go to remaxbcs.com. Nobody in the world sells more real estate than RE/MAX. RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
When you're building or remodeling, you need more than just another floor store. You need a complete design center.
At Brazos Valley Floor and Design, we bring together beautiful countertops, the perfect lighting design, and exactly the right floors.
All for you in one easy location. And we've got the design center professionals who know how to help you make your selections.
Visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design off Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie. We have the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
For your car, your home, your business too, Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through.
Have you ever wondered where celebrity designers like Vera Wang, Versace, and Vera Bradley spend their free time? Well, just a hint, you can catch these high-profile signature frames, prescription or non-prescription, hanging out at Aggieland Spectacles, ready to make you shine like the stars. You, too, can see the world in style with the best brand name frames and lenses. Aggieland Spectacles also customizes frames for athletes. Stop by today at 2801 East 29th Street in the Mar Eye Center. Aggieland Spectacles, where you'll see the highest quality lenses with the most popular brands of frames.
Look for high temperatures near 100 next few days. We'll see what happens. It's 74 now. WTAW College Station, Brian.